Now, Coach Berkman, on demand from SFMSports.net.
Joined in the box by head coach Jim Berkman. And coach, your team went out and played very strong start this game. About what you expected?
Well, I think Rags got off to a little better start than I thought we would, getting 10 goals in the first quarter. But the return of Chris Bianc definitely makes us a different team. We gained some more possessions, and he was 10 for 10 from the faceoff X before we pulled him early in the game to make sure that he'd be okay for Friday night. But it definitely got off to a good start. We finished our shots, and we played extremely well the first half.
Your special teams unit did a very good job, especially early on. You end up 3 for 5 on man-up opportunities. Saw it getting a little chippy towards the end, but we also saw that you kept a lot of your top-end guys still in the lineup later in the game. We saw Donovan Lang, Sean Fitzgerald, and Tommy Cirillo staying out there for those man-up opportunities. Was that kind of the plan anyways, to get them extra time?
Well, they were going to get the first man up in the fourth quarter. That was the only time they played in the fourth quarter. Just because, it's a unit. They got to play in game situations, and, it's a reward to be on the man-up team, and that's one of the rewards, is that you still get that opportunity, maybe even a game of your head in the fourth quarter. But, that was with just slightly in, and then after that first one in the fourth quarter, the next two were all the second guys that got the man-ups at that point.
I asked about Mike Rakus, and you said at the very beginning that he would have new Kraus on him all game long, or at least in the early stages. And he, with the exception of that one goal where he actually slipped past new Kraus, how do you feel he did today, just holding him to the goal?
I think he did a good job against him. That he's a good player. He goes both hands. He goes strong to the goal. New got caught on the back of the goal that one time as cleat, and he fell down, and he took advantage of it. But he did a nice job on him, and he's got his work cut out for him, on Friday night, against they have two truly outstanding attackmen that Josh and Newt got to hold down. I don't know if we're going to be able to shut them out, but we definitely got to limit their opportunities.
Your team across the board did a great job. You took 62 shots, scoring on 25 of them. You got 64 ground balls. It really did well in the faceoff circle. Pretty much no matter who you put out there, that make you feel good, knowing you have that depth across the board that can do that?
Well, the young kid, freshman Cam, is really coming along. He's getting better every day. He's still a year away, but he's definitely improving, and it was nice to see him get some victories. Mike Schiavone's been a little bit behind the other guys, but he got a couple opportunities and won some draws tonight. But it was really good just to get Chris off to a good start, because that means that we don't have to face off Preston a whole lot, and that doesn't wear him down to play, as our number one D middy who's going to be guarding, their top midfielders. That face off can grind him out and take some of the energy that away, so we don't have to use him at the X.
We saw Connor Summers too get a lot of playing time, but no Brady DeShield. Is Brady hurt?
And Brady's hurt right now. He's got a hamstring issue, and he's probably going to miss the next 3 or 4 games.
How do you deal with having that loss? Is it good to have a guy like Connor Summers that can come in and step in?
Well, Connor's been playing great, in practice all the time. He's day in and day out is one of our best practice players, and deserves every minute that he's got. And Kyle Goss has really, merged, and Jake Rotman, so that there's some definitely depth there to replace and people that have been challenging for that second line, throughout the last couple weeks of practice.
And how important is it? And we talked last game about Greg Corvin's absence, and Tommy Cirillo has done a magnificent job, as you well said, stepping into that role in the top line. Do you see it as more of a kind of a detriment to those guys that when maybe Corvin comes back, they're going to lose that top-end chance, or do you see it as really a good thing?
I actually think that Tommy's emergence here, he played pretty well before he moved up to that line, but it gives us an opportunity to play 4 guys on the first line and play that line a little bit more, and the second line maybe a little bit less down the road, which has always kind of been the way that we've run the midfield line. So, that could become more of a four-man first line.
Get you out of here with this one. Cabrini, big game coming up. Anything special you do in preparation? Just prepare for it like it's another game.
Well, we definitely got to do our homework for the matchups. That'll be critical and limit those things. We've got to limit their offense off of the X, because they have a very good face-off guy. And we got to find a way to score some goals. Some teams have gotten 11 and 12 on them, and we've got to get you know, we got to get double digits, you know, and if we can hold, if we can get double digits, you know, I like our chances against anybody. So, but we definitely got to take away some of their strengths and some of their tendencies so that we can give ourselves a chance on Friday night.